birthday, Great Aunt Amanda. You're looking more beautiful and less wrinkly every year.
No thanks to you, young man. Your gadgets and gewgaws have taken 10 years off my life.
But, Aunt Amanda, how can you say that? Jimmy's gadgets have saved the town dozens of times.
Sure, after he brought down a giant meteor to destroy us all.
Or those evil marauding aliens.
Or pants! Horrible walking pants!
Which cousin are you again?
Yeah, now, Newt, Carrie, Cousin Gomer, Cousin Annabelle. And little Eddie. Let's not fight. We gather together because we love our dear Aunt Amanda, and not because her fabulous wealth controls our very destiny.
Yeah, can't we all just get along and be a family?
No! Because of you, the Neutron name isn't respectable anymore! Why can't you be nice like your two young friends?
I've been waiting all year to eat Aunt Carrie's salt patties!
And this year's 147 bean salad is the best one yet!
Oh, Hugh, maybe we should just go.
No, not yet, Mom. I think I've found a way to win Aunt Amanda over. Say, Aunt Amanda, you haven't unwrapped my present yet.
So I haven't. Why, it's a barbecue spatula.
I know how much you love to barbecue. That baby's got 17 electrohydraulic attachments, including a back scratcher.
Ooh.
I also brought a little something for everyone. Who wants a cybernetic palm pager?
Well, Jimmy, this is very thoughtful. It's too bad your dear old granny couldn't be here to see this. But she's in Reno, kicking butt at the slots!
I can see her!
Aunt Amanda, may I freshen your nougat cider?
How sweet. I'd hug you if that high-pitched whining wasn't giving me a migraine.
High-pitched whining? Oh, no! Aunt Amanda, look out!
My bean salad! No!
Connor, expando shield, quick! Aunt Amanda, I'm sorry. The spatula's tritium battery overloaded.
You little monster! I knew you couldn't be trusted.
It's not supposed to do that. I swear it'll never happen again.
James Isaac Neutron, what were you thinking?
Nothing. I mean, it must have been sunspots.
You're a menace. That's what you are, young man.
Please, I never trusted you. Could Jimbo get inside the house and stay there before Aunt Amanda writes us all out of the will?
But, Dad, Mom...
No buts, mister. March.
And take that horrible dog with you.
Hey, Jimmy, are you okay?
Cheer up, Jimmy. We brought you some of Aunt Carrie's world-famous migraine-inducing desserts.
Guys, we have a situation. There is no reason those presents should have exploded. Someone bombarded the spatula with delta waves. But only a genius could come up with a plan like that. And the delta waves came from the backyard. Do you realize what that means?
Jimmy, do you mind if we just keep eating?
It means that there's another genius in my family besides me. Evil genius.
That's horrible! Hey, Sheen, you gonna finish that Death by Gelato?
Yeah, okay, stop eating.
Sorry.
Goddard, isolate the neutron genius gene. Now, compare the gene against DNA profiles of all adult family members. Two most likely suspects would be Cousin Gomer or Cousin Annabelle.
Okay, so what you're saying is that one of them must only be acting dumb.
Or crazy.
We've got to find out which one before they make another attempt on my family's lives.
Right, to the buffet! What? I'm still hungry.
Coast is clear, but I'm still not allowed out of the house. It's up to you, Sheen. I need a DNA sample from Cousin Gomer. Sweat, saliva, hair, anything.
Oh, man. Why do I always have to collect fluids from the suspects? Hey, Cousin Gomer. Say, I'm kind of a sweaty guy. How about you? Want a Greco-Roman wrestle? Maybe a quick 10K run.
I got my hand cold in the pickle jar.
Ping pong it is. This way, Captain Clueless.
Cousin Annabelle, Use the old Weezer charm, Carl. Or at least get her to spit on you.
Okay.
Oh, I've got to be right. Oh, geez. Got to have ordered.
Hey, Cousin Annabelle.
Don't sneak up on me! I have senseless panic attack syndrome!
I'm allergic to wheat.
Oh, really? Go away!
So, do you like to
spit? Oh, how am I supposed to separate the round toothpicks from the flat ones if you keep interrupting me?
Okay, you have pretty hair. Can I braid it?
Don't touch my head. I have grooming anxiety issues. Now I have to wash. Water! I need hot water!
But first I'll finish sorting the toothpicks.
Wow, Cousin Annabelle's nice. Is she seeing anyone?
Hopefully a therapist. Let's find out if she's an evil genius. No DNA match. That leaves Cousin Gomer. And if I'm right, he may be the most dangerous intellect I've ever faced.
Gomer, we can't have a nice, sweaty game of ping pong if you keep sticking the paddle in your mouth.
Probably couldn't think. But this is how us turns must spitball.
Success! Yeah!
The charade is over, Cousin Gomer!
Charade? I thought we was playing ping pong.
I got a spit right here, Jimmy.
Ha! In seconds, I'll have proof that you tried to do away with the entire family. What do you say to that, Cousin Gomer?
Can you touch your head with your tongue? I can.
Negative? But that's impossible. That means Gomer's not the genius either.
I did that for nothing.
Haven't you figured it out yet, Jimmy?
Cousin Eddie!
Man, did I have you barking up the wrong tree? You know, maybe you ain't as bright as everybody thinks.
Oh, how could I be so naive? I only checked the DNA of adult neutrons. I never guessed that...
A baby could be as smart as you? Heck, I'm smarter! And I'm only 17 and a half months old! Wait till I hit puberty! Ba-bang!
Why'd you do it, Cousin Eddie? Why?
For Aunt Amanda's money, Sheen.
Ding! We got a winner! Now, think fast, Nimrod! Don't waste your time! Nothing can escape from my unbreakable fun rings!
You're a bad baby, Eddie, and you've got a diaper full of evil!
Oh, what do we have here? A tritium battery and a big one.
Eddie, no! If that battery goes critical, it could take out the entire family.
Duh. You know, Jimmy, sometimes you're almost as dumb as Gomer.
This is my serve, Maya.
Oh, FYI, those rings will keep shrinking until the life's completely squeezed out of you.
You adorable fiend.
Arrivederci, losers.
All right, it's time for Aunt Amanda's birthday cake, everyone. Come on.
You didn't know about Goddard's backup battery. It's all over, Eddie. Oh, you're going down, baby.
All right. I'm breaking up now, Jimbo. We told you to stay in the house.
My baby.
This is the child you raise? A vicious, rotten baby mauler?
It's not what you think, Aunt Amanda. Eddie's an evil genius. He was trying to blow everyone up so he could get your fortune.
He takes after her side of the family.
Hugh?
He may even be adopted. Look, he looks nothing like me.
Wait, there's that horrible noise again.
I know, Aunt Carrie. I reset Eddie's rattle during our struggle. It's programmed to overload.
Oh, poopy. You broke my rattle! You dweeby, no-good, pointy-headed, weasel-faced freak!
That baby's a bad seed! It's Jimmy who's the good nephew!
I'm so sorry little Eddie tried to destroy us all.
If I were you, Aunt Carrie, I'd keep him on a baby leash.
Oh, no. Not the leash! I'll get you for this, Cousin Jimmy, you hear me? This ain't finished! Not by a long shot! Hey, where's my juicy cup? Where is the cup that I can spill without spilling?
Dad, our family is very weird.
It sure is, son. It sure is.
So what do you want me to say now?
Got a blast.